This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So I read this horrible story. It's a horrible story. 16-year-old girl shot by her mother while she slept. But it's worse. It's worse than that. And what's worse also is where it occurred. It occurred in Oklahoma, where there are lots of conservatives. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. A 16-year-old girl shot by her mother while she slept. But the good news is her organ donation is going to save the lives of 8 people. The affidavit said Amy Hall, age 38, told the Okmulgee County Sheriff's Office on Thursday that she shot her son, Kason Tolliver, while he slept in his bed early that morning. He was found dead when deputies arrived at the home, and about 35 miles south of Tulsa is where these people live. She also shot her 16-year-old daughter in the head while she slept. She tried to shoot her 14-year-old daughter, according to the affidavit, but the 14-year-old escaped into the bathroom and started to cry. The girl told her mother it was okay. Then she left the bathroom and was able to take the pistol away from her mom. Chloe Tolliver, 16, was taken to the hospital, but she was brain dead. She remained on life support until her organs could be donated. This is sad on so many levels to me. A mother waking up, going into the room to kill three different rooms, to kill her children, her teenage kids. And my first thought was, were these kids like really bad? Were they threatening to kill the mom? Whatever. Nope. First degree murder. 2 of her children, a 14-year-old, was treated and released at the hospital, I don't know, to go live with, I mean, can you imagine trying to recover from that at 14? Seeing your brother and your sister get killed, I don't know how old the boy was, I didn't see his age. And then you survive it. They have what they call survivor's guilt complex, like, why me? Why did I survive? Here's what the lady said. She said she intended to kill herself after killing her children, but her plan was interrupted when her younger daughter took the gun. Now, here's where the story gets interesting. So she shoots her kids. She leaves the scene, drives several miles over 100 miles an hour, I guess maybe trying to get a police officer to stop her. I'm not sure. At that point, you know, she could have driven a car off the road and killed herself, but she didn't. But why did she do it? Authorities say they're still investigating a motive, but she said in the affidavit some part of her was trying to protect her children from who she claimed was an abusive father. So in other words, the father of the children was abusive. So why not kill him? And then that takes that away from him. Now, there are certain things that trigger me to go, that's a leftist. That's a person who feels like I have nowhere to go. The left, they depend on law enforcement. Where's law enforcement? They certainly have no frame of reference of, you know what, God will get me through this. They have nobody that they can go to at a church. They can go to close friends. You want to know why? Because leftists don't have any friends. There are women who would say, stay with him. He's your man. He's the father of your children. Whatever. I don't know what the excuses are because I don't try to get into the head of leftists unless, you know, I'm paid to do it or, you know, forced to do it. This is a woman. I want you to understand a woman and her motivation to protect her children at all costs, and she abandons it. And instead of protecting her children like a mama grizzly, she kills her kids. And then she says, well, some part of me was trying to maybe protect them from the father. Nice, convenient scapegoat. And you know what? People are going to buy it. Well, immediately you read the story and you go, well, what kind of guy was he? How bad could he have been for her to want to protect her children from him? Well, I'll tell you, he was so bad that she said, I'm going to kill my kids in order to protect them from this mean old man. Now, the father, he apparently is a bad enough dude where he could have killed the kids, but he hadn't. No, mom's going to do it. And you want? Let me tell you something, folks. This may seem like I'm making a big issue out of it, but I'm not. I'm giving you the truth. There are people out here who are going to rationalize what she did because they'll say, well, he was obviously abusive. Look at what he was doing. And completely overlook what she did. Because it's the man's fault. He drove her to it. He's the reason that she did it. She didn't do that on her own. In her right mind, she would have been fine. It was the man who did it. And you know what? I'm going to guess this is a white dude. I don't know, because the kids don't, their names are a little strange, but they're not that strange. Chloe. Chloe's Amy Hall. I mean, I don't know. Kaysen. Oh, I know it's speculation, but I believe I'm right. So my point is that we live in this misogynistic society, right, where guys hate women, etc. A woman kills her kids, and the report, well, some part of her says it could have been because of her husband. We know nothing about him. We don't know whether he was a good guy, bad guy, whatever. But here's what we do know, okay, since we can't speculate. We don't have to speculate on this. He didn't wake up in the middle of the night and go kill his kids. He didn't decide, you know what, I'm going to stalk them. I'll sneak into the house and I'll kill my kids and I'll blame my wife. How tragic. And it's symptomatic to me of what's going on in this society where it's so easy to pass the blame off. And I'm telling you right now, God is my witness, there'll be people that will use that as a rationale. Oh, what kind of a guy was he? I don't know what kind of a guy he was, but I know he wasn't a guy that would murder his kids. Because he probably had ample opportunity to do it. He had 16 years to do it, because that was the age of one of the kids. He had 14 years to kill another one. He didn't do anything. But the mom, on a whim, just decided, you know what? I'm going to kill my kids. And she lets one of them live. I don't know why. Snap, something hit her. Maybe we should be looking at her. Or, you know what? Maybe it was the gun's fault. Because that's what people want to focus on, is anything but the actual problem. But I'll tell you what it is for sure. That woman is a leftist. Because conservative women, 99.999% of the time, are not going to kill their kids, and they're certainly not going to kill them over a man. They will leave the man. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
While the caravan may still be careening towards the United States with its band of invaders, the Democrats don't care anything about them because their usefulness is over, at least for the time being. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I hadn't seen any updates on the caravan. I understand that, the election cycle happened and all these other things are in the news, but this was big news. They were mocking Trump. And we've deployed troops. We got troops ready to go. These caravan, these invaders are saying, we're coming to the United States whether you like it or not. Well, I dare you, double dare you, triple dare you. I think our military will stop them. Now, the ACLU's got people headed down there. Go for it. But they've shifted. The Democrats have shifted because the caravan is no longer important. The midterms are over. Now the cheating must begin, right? The cheating. They got to follow through with the cheating. They got the House. Now what do? We got to get the Senate. That's what they say. How do we do that? Well, let's talk about voter fraud and disenfranchisement of black people, and, you know, we'll find ballots in Avis cars and provisional ballots, and we'll commingle them with illegal ballots and so on and so forth, and eventually we'll pencil whip anybody out there. It's like playing golf with the guy that's got an eraser on his pencil. Ooh, yeah, I think I parred that hole. No, I remember birdieing that hole. The Democrats, you know what? They birdie every hole and get a couple of eagles. They set the course record every time they play. They play impossible golf. How'd you shoot on that 36? I shot a 36. Or that 18. You know what I meant. According to a data specialist who independently audits voter rolls, current Florida voter rolls received, as of Election Day, 7,001 people born between 1900 and 1916. Think about that. 7,000 plus people that are well over 100 years old. Some of them as old as 118. 516 born between 1900 and 1908. So they're even much older. 80 born between 1900 and 1903. You getting what I'm saying? 16 born between 1886, pardon me, and 1889. These are pretty old folks for those of you who can't keep up with the math. So voter fraud is alive and well. It is real. It is what Democrats do. Let's just be clear. It's what they do. Voter fraud is what they're good at. Now, they'll claim, oh, no. It's the Republicans. They're the mean-spirited people. They're the ones who do voter fraud. It's a lie. We don't do voter fraud. We don't need to. It's not in our nature. We can run elections on the up and up. Now, here's what I've said to Republicans. If you're going to get pencil whipped, you got to get in the game. You can't let them pencil whip you the whole time. But that's pretty much what we've been allowing. And what's funny is we let them shift and shift and shift and shift. They try to find a foothold somewhere. When, and I'll ask this question, I'm not going to delve into this hour, but when are we going to put people in prison? I mean, we've got this girl, this Brenda Snipes in Florida, clear to rights. If we took her and made her our poster child and said, you're going to prison when you do this, things would change. It would change drastically. But we don't do it. When do we demand that they clean up voter rolls? It isn't that difficult to do. I mean, I don't know, you know, I'm not a person that deals with this stuff all the time, but I will put it to you this way. If somebody's over 110 years old, it's safe to say they're dead. And you work backwards. You just go, hey, listen, we're doing a check. Put a phone bank in there. Create some jobs for people that make sure that we have voter integrity. If you want to do something for the voters and the citizens of the country, how about we start there? Don't you think that's a good place? Every time I think about the solutions, the problems, I remember Democrats don't want to solve problems. Why would they solve the problem of voter fraud when it's not in their best interest? You're getting between a man and his money, or a woman and her money, whoever you want, or an it person and its money, when you do this. Anytime we talk about this stuff, we ask ourselves, why isn't common sense at play here for voter ID? The common sense thing of voter ID would be, this would be my first thing. I would say, Democrats, why is it you always pick on black people when you talk about voter disenfranchisement? Why is it you want to make black people too stupid to go out and get an ID card? You need an ID card to pick up your welfare check. Are we too stupid to get that? Are we too stupid to rent cars, to go to the library, to fly on a plane, to buy liquor, to buy cigarettes? Are we too stupid for any of those things? Where do we fight? How do we look? I'm not trying to play genius here. This is so easy. I don't even have to think about how to fight it. I would run a series of public service commercials that say, "Hey, black folks, we're the Republican Party. We believe in you. We want to bring businesses to your areas. We want to bring empowerment to you, and we are never going to marginalize you. Now, here's the thing: we're never going to treat you special. You're just going to be human beings like the rest of us. But we're never going to marginalize you, and we're never going to act like you're too stupid to get an ID card. We have more faith in you than this. Sign the Republican Party. I approve this message." Holy cow, man. When did we wake up? You know, I've asked for a cool million, clean million dollars to clean up politics, and I could do it. I'm talking about, to me, unencumbered, where I can fly around, do what I need to do, and make it happen. I don't know if I'll get that this year, but probably in 2019, somebody will say, you know what, Kevin, we agree with you. I'm already working with a team where we're canvassing all the blacks. We're going to be making phone calls to black folks all the time, just stirring up stuff. Hey, did you know what President Trump did, this, that, and the other, and leaving voicemail messages and things like this? That's what we're going to do. Anyway, hopefully you guys are willing to help. Go to kjradio.com. Figure out what you want to do to help us. Get on our database. We're going to send things out to you that say, hey, look, when you get an extra buck or two, send it to us. We'll put it to work for you. If you're too busy, give it to somebody who's not too busy, somebody who's going to go out there and do something with it, because I guarantee you we will. Enough is enough. We won a razor-thin Senate that we should have won 58-42 maximum for the Democrats. We should have crushed them, and we did. We should have control of the House, but right now it doesn't look like we do. Why? Because we allow this to happen. When do we say enough is enough? I'm asking you. Send me a note, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. What's going to be your breaking point? Did you guys see Tucker Carlson, where they attacked his daughter at a country club? A guy called his daughter the C word, and Tucker was like, you better get the F out of here. He went off. And it was all they could do to separate them. It was kept under the rug until somebody decided they were going to post the video, and Tucker went off. I hope Fox doesn't fire him. Maybe it's white privilege. Maybe Tucker will get to keep his job because he was dropping F-bombs like chiclets in Mexico. Maybe they'll leave him alone, because you know what? I would have done the same thing. Truth matters, doesn't it? We'll be back. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. God Said, Man Said.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. God Said, Man Said.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. God Said, Man Said.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The votes in Florida's too close to call gubernatorial and Senate race are still being counted. Now, Palm Beach County does have until the 20th of November to continue counting and finish up their vote tally. Meanwhile, the rest of the state will have to have all their ballots in by 3 o'clock Eastern time on Thursday. Senator Marco Rubio joined Fox News and said he believes laws have been broken.
This is what I believe. I believe the law hasn't been followed from the beginning. You know, those early votes, the last time they were cast was the Sunday before the election. By law, those are supposed to be downloaded and sent to the state by 7:30 p.m. on the night of the election.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis arrived in Texas today where he's visiting with some of the troops deployed on the border. Mattis was asked en route to Texas if the troops would be handling law enforcement.
Law enforcement is left in the hands of the Customs and Border Police, who have the statutory authority to carry that out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's okay to be white folks.
Welcome. It's Kevin Jackson who you're listening to. Oh, my gosh. Interesting. Somebody placed an It's Okay to Be White flyer at a college campus and all hell broke loose. Yeah, this is an interesting story to me because, God forbid, somebody, you people, oh, yeah, he said you people. That black man said you people, talking about white folks. It is okay to be white. After all, the PC thing to understand is that it is not okay to be white, right? Isn't that what they teach you and your kids? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. How can it be okay to be white? I mean, the narrative is white people are evil and bad, and what in the world are you talking about? Here's the story. It's okay to be white is the message that has periodically appeared on campus posters over the past 2 years, typically placed by people or organizations who haven't taken credit for doing so and who are believed to be from off-campus groups. So let's just explore this for just a second while we're on the Kevin Jackson show. You put up a thing on one of these billboards or these bulletin boards or whatever, or a telephone post that just says, it's okay to be white. And that causes a campus uproar. If you say it's okay to be black, what would happen then? It's okay to be Latino. It's okay to be Asian. No, it's okay to be white. How would somebody dare do this? Pro-white propaganda is what they called it. So this article continues. Pro-white propaganda of various types has been appearing on campuses in increasing frequency in the last 2 years, but last week has seen a surge in such postings. I wonder why. By the way, white people, do you want to know the vote that the Democrats covet so much right now? What they hope that you will allow them to have in each election cycle? The white vote. Yeah, the vote that actually has an opinion, where people go, ah, you know what, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat, I'm an independent, I'm a pragmatist. Sometimes I vote, sometimes I don't, whatever. Your vote has no strings attached. There is no stigma outside of family or Thanksgiving type stuff. There's no stigma. What do you mean, you white people, you ain't voting the same? We got to represent our people. But put up a sign, it's okay to be white. And suddenly, the Democrat, oh, look at this. It's okay to be white when you're going after the white vote, right? It's okay when you're seeking that vote, right? I just want you to understand this. When somebody wants your vote,
They're okay to put you... Well, you know, we have neglected the Midwestern flyover country white people. Democrats readily admit this. But they don't want to talk about it when it comes to you saying, it's okay to be white when they're pursuing our vote. Should they have put something else? It's okay to be white, dot, 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 when? It's okay to be white when you're willing to take your beating over somebody being black, right? It's okay to be white when you want to admit that there's such a thing as white privilege. It's okay to be white when you want to admit that you are a, you have a, what they call it, unknown racism. You know, it's okay to be white then when you're ready to take blame for something that happened that you have nothing to do with. It's okay to be white when you want to take blame for slavery or the lack of civil rights by your ancestors, even if you aren't even a Democrat, right? It's okay then, but it's not okay to be white when you just want to acknowledge, hey, strange, funny thing, I woke up, I looked at my skin, I'm white. I just happen to be white. You know what? It's even okay to be white when you want to pretend to be black. You want to know what? It's okay to be white when you want to pretend to be a Native American. Yeah, an Indian. It's okay to be white then. It's okay to be white as long as you are willing to adopt the victimization mentality of others and therefore admit your superiority, which you don't have to give anything up. Then it's okay to be white. Oh, but you better be a Democrat. Anyway, they said this. Last weekend, leaflets with the okay to be white message turned up in Vermont. What? Somebody took them to Vermont? The great white north? At the University of Vermont and Chaplin College. Holy cow, there's a racist running around actually feeling pride in the fact that he or she or they were born white. Not willing to take... To become victims of their skin color. Not willing to say, you know what, I'm going to be defensive about being white. There are times like this when I wish I was white. I'd say, you don't have to guess. Kevin Jackson, the white boy, is the one putting up these pamphlets. It is okay to be white. You want to know why? Because God made you that way, and God doesn't make mistakes. They say, since then, the posters have appeared at, get this, American River College, Duke University, North Carolina State University, Tufts University, the University of Delaware, the University of Denver, and the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota. Holy cow, pretty soon people may actually believe it's okay to be white. What will happen? The world will tilt on its axis if people actually realize that it's okay. You can be white. Nobody's going to get after you. Man. I'm going to tell my friends. I'm going to tip them off to the game. Hey, Tommy, Robert, Dale, Daryl, all of you, all the boys I grew up with. You know what? I didn't realize it. All the years we grew up together, it was not okay for you to be white. I was the only one who was legit. Yeah. The trend. They call this a trend. Look at this trend. Yeah, people are actually standing up for themselves. White people are going, you know what? I'm no longer going to be intimidated into not being white. I'm no longer going to apologize for my skin color. I had nothing to do with it.
Oh, you were born with an inherent advantage over people.
Really? Said who? I mean, look, I know some white people that are dumb in math. I was in class with them. They were trying to cheat off my paper. I know. I know y'all don't believe it. Y'all don't think because Kevin Black, he lying. People did. White people tried to cheat off my papers. Occasionally I'd let them. I knew they were struggling. I knew they weren't going to make it. I knew I had to help that white person out or else. What were they going to do? It's okay to be white. You know, when Democrats want to go after the black vote, man, they pander. Pander. They go after the white vote. That is the only time you're not equal, but you're closer to blacks. Because white people, we certainly neglected the blue-collar white vote. They even do this for white men. We neglected the blue-collar white men. We may have offended the white male. They admit it. And then they demonize you.
Yeah, but you have toxic masculinity, and you are born into a rape culture,
and all these other things. Oh, yeah, they tell you it's for all men, but they really include it for white men. And, you know, the statistic is that if you're going to find toxic masculinity and rape culture, you're probably going to find it more in the minority community. At least that's what the FBI statistics say. I'm not trying to tell you white folks don't rape, because white men rape. Oh, yeah, so do white women. But I'm saying, statistically speaking, if you're going to have a violent crime committed against you in the form of rape and other things, it is probably going to be from a person of color. Those are the facts. That's the math. You can get mad at me if you want. But no. It's a toxic white culture. You know, that Duke lacrosse team. Weren't they the ones that didn't end up raping the supposed stripper that came to their party, and it was found out later that she lied? Somebody help me here. I'm trying to remember. Yeah. The trend of the white privilege, this white, it's okay to be white, isn't just confined to the United States. I learned this. I was shocked. No. One Canadian institution, the University of Manitoba, said the posters turned up there. In Australia, the use of the phrase by some politicians has set off a major political debate and appearance of posters. But in that case, the focus is not in higher ed. So it's not just higher ed. Last week, white nationalist posters turned up at the California State University of San Marcos. The campus is seeing the posters do not seem to fit any pattern. They include public and private institutions, two-year and four-year institutions where white people make up the majority of students, and institutions where they are the overwhelming majority. What does that mean? Colleges have removed them as soon as they're discovered. They want the people to identify themselves and get permission to place them, but it hasn't happened. So college leaders have condemned the message behind the posters. They've not faced free speech challenges because those putting up the posters have violated college rules. How dare they? But if they had put up, "We support Palestine," or "We support black folks," or colored people, or whatever they call them these days, you can bet that they would have no problem bending the rules and saying, you know what, while we disagree with their approach and would prefer that the people would stand up and let us know who they are, we do understand their meaning and we fully support them and we stand behind them. In fact, we've got a GoFundMe for the dude or the girl or whomever, or the Z-Za-Zim, right? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, "Just try it"? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
He's still a law student at Harvard.
Yeah, right. A first year.
First year. You're going to be his mentor.
Yeah.
He comes blowing into town, a little bit famous already, late for the first meeting.
Late. I was like, is he trifling? This the black man's going to be late on the first day? I was like,
You weren't overly impressed in the beginning.
I wasn't. You know, I have my suspicions when a bunch of white folks fawn on over a black man, because I sort of think, okay, he can talk straight, so they think he's wonderful.
There you have it, folks. Racism at its finest.
Welcome, Kevin Jackson. You're listening to KJRadio.com. I had my suspicions when white folks fawn all over a black man because he can talk okay. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You know, he's articulate and clean. Isn't that what Joe Biden said? And you know who fawns all over him? All those white folks that voted for him. All those Democrats that gave him all the breaks that he had. Michelle Obama was the militant black chick that didn't trust her half-black boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever he is, it friend. And he has used every trick in the book, every white person he ever met, to get to where he was, including her, to where she was. She's at Princeton, he's at Harvard. I don't know how they met up, but he had used every white person he ever met, led him to that path. And he was already famous. Glad you guys are here. You get to witness this racism firsthand. I'm always suspicious when white folks fawn off. Oh, really? So you're suspicious when white people disregard your boyfriend's blackness and think he's a good guy? That's what makes Michelle Obama suspicious. See, she's suspicious of white folks. She's suspicious of what you guys may have planned for him. What happened with all that suspicion? All those white folks made her boyfriend turn husband into the worst president in the history of the United States. Oh, they got it wrong. Man, I look, there's so many ways you could flip this. Okay, imagine Hillary Clinton saying that. I'm always suspicious when a white person fawns all over a black man. Imagine if Melania Trump saying it. What about then? Boy, what if somebody just flipped it? What if Melania Trump said, I'm always suspicious when black people fawn all over white people. They're not to be trusted. White folks, in case you missed the memo, you're not to be trusted. The only way you can be trusted is if you have a D after your name. And trust me when I tell you, that doesn't give you protection in the black community. People tell me all the time, Kevin, man, you out there, Uncle Tom and his stepping and fetching it and stuff, man, you hang out with them white people are going to turn on you. Okay. I'm waiting. Because let me tell you what, white folks paying attention to the Kevin Jackson Show. Black folks will turn on you in a minute. Don't think because you're with the in crowd because you got that D behind your name, you're protected. It'll give you a layer of protection. But there comes a point where it can't protect you. Yeah, it can't protect you. Black folks don't care. Somebody's going to see your color and go, oh, he's the enemy. I've been all over this country. Hang out with white folks all the time. I've hung out with people my entire life of different ethnicities. Never bothered me. I've been with predominantly Mexican. I'll tell you a quick story. When I moved to St. Louis, I don't even remember where I was, but a Mexican dude was lost. He and his girlfriend. And he says to me, hey, do you know, I don't remember what happened. Either their car broke down or something. And because I had gone to a convenience store, I want to say, and they were dressed up, they were ready to go out. And I speak enough Spanish where I said to him, you know, what's going on? And he says, oh man, he goes, I think his car didn't start. And I lived in the quote black side of town. And he says to me, my car broke down. And I was like, oh man. I said, where are you going? I said, you look like you guys are dressed up. He says, yeah, we're going out to a party. I said, well, you need a ride. He goes, would you give me one? I'm like, yeah, no problem. So they load up in my car. Very pretty girl, you know, handsome guy, you know, probably mid to late 20s. So he's giving me direction. So I get him over to the place. I mean, the place is smoke. I mean, just fashion, you know, you can hear the music. You know, it's a sea of Hispanics. And so he says to me, you want to come in? I'm like, you know, because he's like, I know everybody. I'm like, yeah, no, why not? So I go in. I have a drink with him. I stay there for about an hour just mingling. And he's introducing, telling people what happened and making arrangements to go get his car. I was there for about an hour. I saw him.
you know, when I got ready to leave, I found him and his girlfriend. I think it might have been his fiance. I said to him, hey, man, it was a pleasure meeting you, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, gave him a quick shug and I took off. True story. I don't remember all the details because it was so long and it just hit me, you know, that when you're comfortable with who you are and you can communicate, it's no big deal. I mean, it helped that I could speak enough Spanish to get by. I mean, he probably is like, this dude speaks Spanish like a third grader, but I could communicate and ask him questions about what happened and get him to where he was and, you know, communicate and tell people whatever. And what was interesting, too, is he only spoke Spanish. You know, so it wasn't like I'm some Republican bigot. I didn't go, let me see your papers and all that, but I could hear them communicating in Spanish. And I asked him, oh, you speak English? He says, no. I said, well, you know, in Spanish, well, what's going on? Maybe I can help. And that's how that started. But I wasn't suspicious of brown people any more than if it had been a white couple, I would have done the same thing. If it had been an Asian couple, I would have done the same thing. And had they asked me to come in for a drink, yes, I would have come in for a drink. But what we have is we have blatant in-your-face racism. I was always suspicious of Barack because he was had white folks fawning all over him. Who says that? I mean, okay, are you suspicious of Lil Wayne? Because Lil Wayne has white folks fawning all over him. Are you suspicious of LL Cool J? Because LL Cool J got white folks fawning all over him. You suspicious of Ice Cube? Because he got white folks fawning all over him. You suspicious of Denzel? Because he got white folks fawning all over him. Hey, Michelle, you suspicious of yourself? Because you got white folks fawning all over you. Why would you, I mean, I want you to consider for just a second, this is the First Lady of the United States telling you to your face, I'm suspicious of whatever percentage white people are in this country. What a sacrilege. And these, she writes a new book, she beats up on Donald Trump. Oh, he put my family in risk. Who do you put at risk every time you say something, a statement that's silly? That's stupid. For the first time in my adult life, I'm proud of his country. Because they elected my husband. Yeah, that's supposed to make us all feel really good, right? Man, these people are so reckless and so crazy. I'm going to tell you, one of two things has to happen for me. One, we either get our collective crap together as conservatives, and we start pushing back and calling these people out. Or two, I got to go because this drives me so crazy. I don't want to go to the next level, you know, because the next level is just is flat out. I don't want to go there. Somebody should be right now saying there should be whole media outlets going, what a racist statement for a first lady to make. That she's suspicious of black people. Can you imagine Barbara Bush? Can you imagine Laura Bush? Can you imagine Jackie Kennedy saying something so reckless? And people going, oh my God, she's so dreamy. She's amazing. Oh my gosh. That is nothing but reckless. That is a person who does not have a care in the world about bringing this country together. Michelle Obama could be saying things like this. She could be saying, you know, it's really funny. Going into college, I had this idea that white people, you know, were just out to get us and things like this. And what the presidency showed me was a nation that was very different. And whether we agree or disagree, the country voted my husband in. We served for 8 years to the best of our ability. And you know what? Come what may, we proved America to be very different than what my views were. She could say something like that. But no, Michelle Obama has to foment racism and put it in your face. Let me tell you, this is as blatant as it gets. And it's going to be overlooked. You aren't going to say anything about it. Fox News isn't going to say anything about it. It's just going to get glossed over. I hope you go back and you go to KJRadio.com and you get this segment and you send it to your friends. You say, download this segment. The fact that there can be a war on white people and it's people like Michelle Obama who foment this war. Do you think she's the only black person that thinks this way? What is she doing to heal?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.